Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is for all those tasks you do regularly. Make a template. That is, something that serves as a model. Templates help us get things done efficiently and successfully. You don't have to approach familiar situations as though you've never seen them before. Instead, use a template to make getting started easier. For instance, in a past episode, I suggested creating go-to gifts. This is really a gift-giving template. For instance, you decide that you'll narrow the universe of baby gifts down to a monogrammed rattle, a canvas tote bag with the baby's name, or a favorite children's book from your own childhood. You decide which of these gifts you give to any given family, and the personalization makes it less cookie cutter. But the choices are simple, which makes the process straightforward. You can make packing templates too. Maybe you realize that every time you spend a week at the beach, you need 2 bathing suits, 2 cover-ups, 4 sets of exercise clothes, 2 dinner out outfits, 5 casual tops, 5 casual bottoms, flip-flops, running shoes, and dressy sandals. It can be helpful to make a packing list before you pack, and then after you get back from the trip, edit the packing list with notes about anything you'll do differently next time. Grocery shopping and meal planning are more efficient with templates too. Make a recurring grocery list. Start with the items you buy every week, like milk and salad greens, so those are already typed in. Then have sections for various categories, like fruit and vegetables, and write the items you need that week in the appropriate category. The sections guide you to think about what you'd like in each category, so you end up with enough of everything, but not more than you can enjoy. As for meal planning, a template for the week means this chore is much less overwhelming. In my family these days, we're cooking up something simple on Monday. This week, it was salmon with broccoli. We make meal kits from Sunbasket on Tuesday and Wednesday, meaning those nights are pretty mindless too. We order in from an area restaurant on Thursday. Friday is pizza night. There are very few decisions, and that's a good thing. During the week, all we're really deciding is Monday night and which restaurant we order from on Thursday. Now, you may be thinking that using templates sounds boring and repetitive, but think again. We don't eat the same thing every Wednesday in my house. The meal kits provide some variety, even with removing the decisions. The weekly menu is pretty varied, but a template provides basic structure. This saves us from facing the metaphorical blank page, the overwhelming feeling of knowing that you can choose anything and having no idea what you want. Templates give you a starting point within which you can make creative choices. And if you decide to disregard your templates sometimes, well, that's totally fine. Templates are designed to help you, not to limit you. Feel free to give some new baby a really cute outfit or go out for dinner on Tuesday just because. But every mundane choice doesn't have to consume as much attention. And that saves all kinds of time. What do you use templates for in your life? I'd love to hear about it. You can reach me at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That Before Breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more information. Info now